Tell him he gives me a cup of coffee, I'll answer his questions.
I'll grab us a cup of coffee.
Lady, is that a double-double you ordered?
Seattle-based coffee company.
I'm looking forward to the coffee.
Can I get a cup of coffee? Black? Can't you see we talking? White?
Coffee.
Coffee would be great, thank you.
I brought cappuccinos all around.
That is the best coffee I've ever tasted.
A damn fine cup of coffee.
You want a cup of coffee?
No coffee.
Coffee is the number one drink in the world. Everybody drinks.
What is with the coffee?
Enjoying my coffee.
Coffee black.
It's my morning coffee.
Coffee. Have a cup of coffee with me.
What? Matt, can I get that coffee to go?
Drink the coffee. It'll make you feel better.
Why don't you make your friend some coffee?
You want to go get some coffee with me?
Coffee beans.
Sumatran beans.
Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pile of coffee. Anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with Barb W.
Un cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito.
What is going on, everybody? Thank you for joining Coffee with RW. Yours truly, Ralph William. If there isn't COVID talk or jab talk, then this isn't the show. But that's what I got in store for you. We got some Pam Popper. We got some Biden administration things that might make some people happy when it comes to student debt. We'll get into that. Of course, we're going to be going into some mask on buses, no mask on buses. Which one is it? We don't know yet. We'll get into that as well. But I want to say thank you, everybody, for joining me. This is Coffee with RW. And if you don't have one, let me oblige and hook you up. There you go. So I hope that helps. And you guys are enjoying your cup of coffee in the morning. If you're on the East Coast, if you're listening to this later on the download, there's never a bad time for coffee. So I hope you're enjoying it with me and your loved ones. So if you guys haven't downloaded my internet radio station, please do so. W-ESN, the Epic Strategies Network, on your Google Play Store or your Apple Store. And I just want to say hello to those in the chat, like Linga Longa. How are you? 9 p.m. isn't great down under. If you're in Australia, then you have more things to worry about than what time you have your cup of coffee. So if you guys haven't downloaded that, please do so on your app store. Or you can check in our... excuse me, on our website at epicstrategiesnetwork.com, epicstrategiesnetwork.com, and check out other shows that we have there. We have some good music as well. Don't deny the music. Also, you can, if you have an Alexa devices, you can say Alexa, start WESN Live, and you can tune into the station at any time. That's epicstrategiesnetwork.com. So, if you have your cups ready, then let's get into it. And let me say my little routine that I have to say in the morning. And that is, if you have your coffee mugs, your travel mugs, your sippy cups, your doggy bowls, if you have a beer hat and you want to drink it like that, then go ahead and do so. And join me in a nice hot cup of cafecito. I think I skimped out on the creamer today. I didn't put enough. Delish. All right. So let's get it going. I hope you guys are doing great on this Friday. Friday is here, guys. We made it to the end of the week. Some of you in Australia are already past that. So I hope the future is bright and enjoyable for the most part. But let's get right into the stuff that I have here. You know, if you're doing a podcast or you're on radio, or if you like to use sound clips, man, like I do sometimes, you quickly realize how much you fill up your space with so much different sound clips. I got like four rows here of sound, and I'm not talking about for today's show. I'm just talking about in general, like an accumulation of, you know, sounds that you can drop, you know, at a moment's notice for certain situations. You know, it all depends on what the situation is. But anyway, let's get into it. All right. So there, I heard something about this a while ago when it comes to student loan debt in the United States. Apparently, one of the platforms that this current administration was running on is the cancellation, you know, of some debt, maybe most debt or all debt. I'm not sure exactly where they stand, but I found this article recently with them talking about Biden announcing the cancellation of student debt. I think it's, I believe it's 40,000 or 50,000. I'm not sure. I've had student loan debts for many years. And look where it's got me. I made it. I made it, Ma. I'm on Podbeam, and I have my own internet radio station. I did it. My degree went to good use. We did it, Brooklyn. Anyway, let's get into it. This is what the article has to say.
Biden to cancel student loans for 40,000. Here's who qualifies. The Biden administration on Tuesday announced a new plan to address longstanding failures within federal student loan programs, and the changes are set to result in immediate debt forgiveness for some 40,000 borrowers. The move comes as President Joe Biden has been facing increased pressure from Democrats to forgive burdensome student loan payments for millions of Americans. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, the federal government has paused the restart period for federal loan repayments six times, with the most recent extension lasting through August 31st. Now, the Department of Education has said that it will revise several aspects of income-driven repayment, IDR programs, in order to help borrowers inch closer to becoming debt-free. Student loans were never meant to be a life sentence, but it certainly felt that way for borrowers locked out of debt relief they're eligible for, U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said in a statement. Today, the Department of Education will begin to remedy years of administrative failures that effectively denied the promise of loan forgiveness to certain borrowers enrolled in IDR plans. Who's eligible for immediate relief? At least 40,000 borrowers will now qualify for immediate debt cancellation under the Public Service Loan Forgiveness, PSLF, program. This program eliminates the debts of government and nonprofit workers, such as teachers, healthcare workers, and military members, after 10 years of qualifying loan payments. Thousands of other borrowers with older loans will also receive forgiveness through IDR, according to the agency. An additional 3.6 million people will also receive at least 3 years of additional credit toward IDR forgiveness. This is happening because the latest plan ultimately aims to remedy the historical failures within IDR programs by focusing on several key issues. One of those issues includes ending forbearance steering, which occurs when borrowers are placed into forbearance by loan services without being told about alternative options, such as IDR, which makes it easier to pay back loans and avoid accruing hefty interest. To fix the current system, the Education Department said it will now count forbearances of more than 12 consecutive and more than 36 cumulative months toward forgiveness under both IDR and the PSLF programs. It will also better track the payments of borrowers enrolled in IDR and conduct a one-time revision of their payments to address any past inaccuracies. Additionally, under the new guidance, if the agency determines a person should be credited and qualifies for student loan forgiveness, they will receive it automatically. The bigger picture. The latest changes will apply to the vast majority of 45 million American borrowers with federal student loans, who collectively owe more than $1.6 trillion. Borrowers also do not need to be currently enrolled in an IDR program to take advantage of the adjustments, as those who sign up later will be eligible for any necessary credits. The announcement comes after a bombshell investigation by NPR, which found that several loan servicers had no system for tracking payments or identifying when borrowers qualified for loan forgiveness, leaving eligible Americans to miss out on key opportunities to alleviate their debt. During his campaign, Biden pledged support for canceling up to $10,000 in federal student debt per person. He has since faced calls from several Democratic lawmakers to move that figure to $50,000, a request he has not publicly committed to. However, earlier this month, the White House said his administration may make a larger decision regarding debt cancellation by the end of the summer.
So that's going to be something to look forward to. We'll see how much that will affect the economy. Link along on this in the chat says, the way he says forgiveness doesn't sound convincing. Well, yeah. And it seems like if you're working for the government or in some state-run organization, your debt will be forgiven. But for the people that are not, you might still have to pay. But well, we'll see what happens. It's going to happen around summertime. So we'll see. What's going on, Mr. A? How are you, sir? It's going to be some crazy times. Debt, student loan debt up to $50,000 forgiven. Dogs and cats living together, things like that. Mass hysteria. These things happen. Unfortunately, there's no stimmies coming out. And if you guys, for anybody that's listened to any of my older episodes, probably my last episode, I kind of mentioned it. This, because of the current administration and the way the country is being run here, I wouldn't be surprised that the closer we get to midterm elections and 2024 elections, that you're going to be seeing a lot of these look what we did for you tactics, you know, to get people to still vote for Democrats. So they still have one in the chamber, pretty much, with legalizing marijuana on the federal level across the board. So that could be one of the things that they could have to win most of the population, that's at least some of them, that's really hating the current administration, and to drop a couple of more stimmy checks, right? That seems like the thing to do. If you drop a couple stimmies, legalize pot across the board, take away some debt, then you might be able to win some votes on the upcoming midterm elections. You never know, you know. And not only the midterm elections, but 2024 with Sleepy Joe. You never know. Like, what's going on, the seed spreader? How are you this fine morning? I hope everyone is doing well. Oh, snap. I'm voting for Linga, says Seed Spreader. So these things happen. Let's see what happens in the upcoming months. But look forward, if you have student loan debt, look forward for them to wipe out $50,000. But only if you work in government or healthcare or something like that. We'll see what happens. All right, moving on. Do you know, well, maybe not moving on, but why is it that when it comes to debt, they're able to bail out banks? For those of you that maybe remember, like 2008 here in the United States, a lot of the problems that were happening was because of like Bank of America, things like that, right? But yet they're the ones that got bailed out. But us Americans who get caught in debt, especially now due to this pandemic, there's no help for us, right? Is one check How many do they send out? Two checks? Enough? And if you have kids, the checks that they send out for kids, because you have kids, is that really like enough? I think the children one, I don't know if it was a monthly or just a one-time tax credit. I'm not sure what it, which one it was. I don't have kids, so I don't know. Seed Spreader says, starting to feel like 2008 all over again, right? Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's gonna a lot of inflation. I wonder if this is happening all around the world. I think this is happening all around the world, not just America. So since Lingalonga is from Australia, I wonder if he notices the price going up a lot over there too. And if I remember, like it feels like a lot in Australia to begin with. When they mention it, this bubble burst will feel great. Yeah, Mr. A says, 250 dollars per kid a month for 6 months. That's it. Well, so let's see. If you have one kid, you're only going to get, what is that, 6-0, doing the math. What is that, like 1,800? That's about it? 1,800 for six months per kid. Now, maybe if you have lots of kids, that might sound pretty good. I know Daddy Hasselhoff has a kid. He says, I got 1,800 for what? For having a kid. For one kid, right? And who paid for that? You did, Seed Spreader, with your taxes. Well, I don't know if you pay taxes, but, you know, people that pay taxes, right? Probably. Got to pay that back? Yeah, I'm sure you do. Well, we will eventually. We will. It's 1,500? Okay, so my math, this is why I owe for my student loan debt. I'm not that smart. Wait, what? 1,500? No, hold on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. No. Yeah, you're right. It's 1,500. I was trying to hook you up with an extra three, but yeah. Yeah. Overpriced food, yes. In your line of work, Seed Spreader, you deal with food also, right? But it comes from overseas. So how does that work with your prices? Did it go up? Is there a supply chain issue? Oh, it's made in Florida. Oh, okay. I thought you were getting it from a different country. Well, they were bringing it over. All American products, okay. Even the arepas, really? I thought they were cool. It doesn't matter. Okay. Let me see if I missed anything in the chat. There was a nice long comment here. Daddy Hasselhoff says, give that money to someone who needs it. I'm all right. Don't need handouts. Good for you, man. I wonder if you don't ask for those child credit, whatever. Do you get some sort of like tax credit for not receiving that money? Hey, Brina, good morning. I wonder if people that don't receive any of that money for having kids, if they're able to be like, all right, so since you didn't ask for it, you don't need it, we'll give you a tax credit or something so you don't have to pay taxes next time. Just wonder. I never got a dime, and I worked. That's the PG version of Seed Spreader's comment. Good morning, Breen. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I hope everyone had a good night. It was usually the night before the weekend beginning. Everybody gets a little rowdy. It's a beautiful thing. I remember even when I was in school, in college, like Thursday nights were usually the night all the kids like to go to the bars or go to someone's room and just get hammered. Who is that? Mr. A? Excuse me. Let me. Oh, no, that's Linga. Linga says, but no $1,800 bonus. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you could opt out and get a tax credit for 2021 taxes. Okay. So I guess that's not bad, right? Like, if you don't take the money, you can get some tax things, whatever. Don't read that, Ralph. PG show. Yes. Yeah, I'm not gonna read that. All right, so now this is a good segue, I guess, when it comes to things like taxes. And this is something that I'm struggling with, not struggling personally, but thinking about it from a I don't know how to say it, not from a moral standpoint, just from a conservative brain with humanity sprinkled over it. Anyway, let me stop sugarcoating it. And this goes out to my Latinos, preferably my Puerto Ricans out there. But, you know, you might be interested in this. Apparently, there was a case, something in, I think it happened on Thursday, where there was a struggle between those that live in Puerto Rico who don't pay federal taxes, right? But yet, they're being denied government issued help like Social Security and things like that. So I'm trying to figure out like which is right, which is fair, right? Because there are some people that need it. And as this article is about to go through, there are some people that probably worked the most of their lives in the nitty-gritty of the United States, like New York, but moved to Puerto Rico to live out their retirement. But as soon as the government found out that they lived in Puerto Rico, they got denied their and taken away their Social Security. And in fact, they would have to pay that back. So it's a pretty crazy law. Like, I understand if you're not paying, but in places like, well, that's state tax, right? Florida, you don't pay state tax. But everybody, I'm assuming, pays federal taxes. So why is it that Puerto Ricans don't have to pay federal taxes? They're not considered an official state, right? Are they? They're considered a commonwealth. We don't receive federal tax from the government, says Seed Spreader. It's a territory, okay? Brina says it's a territory. All right. Well, let's get into this article and best understand this situation, because I'm kind of lost in the middle. I think both sides have a point, but you know, the humanity side is like, I mean, if they're a territory of the United States, you know, we should treat them like citizens. But are they allowed to vote? Are Puerto Ricans allowed to vote in America? And I mean, like those that live in Puerto Rico. They are citizens, right? Okay. So then why not get the full benefit of retirement? And as you're going to hear in the article, Sotomayor, I think she's one of the Supreme Court judges, pretty much said something to the effect that if this becomes normal, then what's to say the government doesn't have the opportunity to remove benefits from people in other parts of the United States, like Vermont, Ohio, things like that. Brina says PR had a lot of messed up experiments on them back in the day. Okay, gotcha. Back on experiments on the people. Okay, I understand. All right, we might have to dive into the history of Puerto Rico. Might be interesting. All right, well, let's get into the article and see what the hap says. You're listening to Coffee with RW. Yours truly, Ralph William.
Congress can exclude residents of Puerto Rico from some federal disability benefits available to those who live in the 50 states, the Supreme Court ruled Thursday. The 8-1 opinion was written by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, with Justice Sonia Sotomayor dissenting. The case concerns supplemental security income that is available to those living in the 50 states who are older than 65, blind or disabled. But residents of Puerto Rico and other U.S. territories are excluded from receiving the funds. In devising tax and benefits programs, it is reasonable for Congress to take account of the general balance of benefits to and burdens on the residents of Puerto Rico, Kavanaugh wrote. In doing so, Congress need not conduct a dollar-to-dollar comparison of how its tax and benefits programs apply in the states as compared to the territories, either at the individual or collective level. He noted that residents of Puerto Rico are typically exempt from most federal income, gift, estate and excise taxes, but that they are eligible for Social Security and Medicare. Kavanaugh said that just as not every federal tax extends to residents of Puerto Rico, so too not every federal benefits program extends to residents of Puerto Rico. Sotomayor, whose parents were born in Puerto Rico, penned the sole dissenting opinion. Equal treatment of citizens should not be left to the vagaries of the political process, she said. Because residents of Puerto Rico do not have voting representation in Congress, they cannot rely on their elected representatives to remedy the punishing disparities suffered by citizen residents of Puerto Rico under Congress and equal treatment, Sotomayor wrote. Steve Vladeck, CNN Supreme Court analyst and a professor at the University of Texas School of Law, called the case a big deal both for what it holds and for what it opens the door to. The core holding is that Congress is allowed to withhold certain federal benefits from Americans who live in territories like Puerto Rico so long as it has any rational basis for doing so, and that no special justification is required, Vladeck said. That makes it far easier for Congress, a body in which the territories are not represented, to treat residents of those territories differently with those who live in the states, not just for supplemental security income, but for all federal benefit programs, like Social Security, Medicare and other entitlements funded at least in part by taxes paid by those living in those territories. The case involved José Luis Vilo Madero, who was born in Puerto Rico in 1954 but lived in New York from 1985 to 2013. In 2012, he was found eligible after a stroke to receive the disability payments, which were deposited directly into his checking account. After moving back to Puerto Rico in 2013, Vilo Madero continued to accept the payments until the government was made aware that he was now living outside the 50 states. He was told that his benefits would be discontinued and that he owed the government $28,081 in back pay. His lawyers later sued, arguing that the exclusion of Puerto Rican residents violated the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. Herman Ferre, a lawyer for Vilo Madero, said the program was meant to replace an uneven patchwork of programs for the disabled with a uniform standard of national support so that poor and disabled Americans could live with dignity. But that guarantee is not enjoyed by all Americans, he said, arguing the court should look at the elimination suspiciously because it excludes Puerto Ricans based on their race. The Biden administration had defended the exclusion, noting that most Puerto Ricans are exempt from federal taxes, so Congress could take into consideration that reduced contribution when excluding them from some disability benefits. A government lawyer stressed that it would be up to Congress to extend the benefits, and President Joe Biden has already called on Congress to do so. It is always appropriate for Congress to take account of the general balance of benefits and burdens associated with a particular federal program, Deputy Solicitor General Curtis Gannon told the justices at oral arguments. But Sotomayor, who still has family members on the island, was deeply critical of the government's argument and she called the majority's decision irrational. She said Congress was mistaken to exclude residents of Puerto Rico from what she called an important safety net program. There is no rational basis for Congress to treat needy citizens living anywhere in the United States so differently from others, she said, and noted that the Government Accountability Office estimates that over 300,000 Puerto Rico residents would have qualified for the benefit. Sotomayor acknowledged that under equal protection principles, the government can draw lines when it classifies people. But it cannot base those qualifications upon impermissible criteria or use them arbitrarily to burden a particular group of individuals. She said that even though residents of Puerto Rico typically are exempt from paying some federal taxes, that does not create a rational basis to distinguish residents of Puerto Rico from others in the case at hand. That is in part, she insisted, because those receiving supplemental security income pay few, if any, taxes at all. She said that residents of Puerto Rico are like other citizens who are eligible for the benefit. They are needy U.S. citizens living in the United States. She also warned about the dramatic repercussions of the decision. She said that if Congress has the ability to exclude citizens from safety net programs because they reside in jurisdictions that do not pay sufficient taxes, it could easily target needy residents in other states like Vermont, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, and Alaska on the basis that residents in those states pay less into the federal treasury than residents of other states.
So there's good points in there, man. So that it's pretty much is all about government having that much control over things like that. So I don't know exactly what's right or wrong in this situation, because, you know, if Puerto Rico, it is a United States territory, but they don't pay into the federal government, right? So, but what happened when there was a what do you call that? Was it like an earthquake or some weather issue that happened in Puerto Rico? Did we help them? Did we help Puerto Rico to rebuild? If anybody remembered, I got a call from a buddy of mine, Rome, who was in Puerto Rico, and he said that it's pretty bad looking over there. So I don't know if it was just a certain part of Puerto Rico that he was in, but it doesn't seem like there's any fixing in terms of government help over there. Brina says the fact that U.S. still has territories is outdated. Might have a good point. Might have a good point. It's ostracizing. Yeah. You might have a good point there. A hurricane. Oh, Hurricane Maria. Maria, the most beautiful sound I ever heard. Maria. The classics. PR should be a state. Yeah. I mean, just to get the rest, just to get what is allotted to you, right? If they're allowed to vote or... Well, I can't really get into it because I don't know that much about it, right? So I don't know what privileges or duties that Puerto Rico has in terms of the United States. Seed Spreader says should have been a state from years already. Said Seed Spreader. You might have a good point. You might have a point. And it's just weird that, so what's considered a territory? It's going to be Alaska. That's one of them, right? Is it Hawaii, a territory? And then it's Puerto Rico. So there are states and not states. This is the part that's confusing. Alaska and Hawaii are states. Okay, never mind. So what's considered territory? Just Puerto Rico? What other areas are considered a territory? Virgin Islands, a territory? Okay. Guam? All right. Huh. Well, I mean, there's some things that need to be checked for that. Northern Mariana? Mariana Islands? Okay. Oh, my God. Ukraine. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's more of American Samoa. Oh, yeah, probably. Might have to ask The Rock about that. There are several. Okay. Never England, though. Yes. No. No, you can keep your Earl Grey tea. It's all right, buddy. How are you, Man Cave? I hope you're doing well. You can keep your tea, buddy. We don't, you know, we don't like that stuff. We stick to our good old-fashioned coffee. Let's take a break. You're listening to Coffee with RW, Ralph William. We'll be right back.
CaresNone.com. It's a clothing line. It's a lifestyle. Go to CaresNone.com. Check out their clothing line. It's fantastic. Use code DeGrayArea15 and you get 15% off. That's DeGrayArea15 and you get 15% off. CaresNone.com.
Oh, yeah.
Are you uncertain about what's going on in your life? Or maybe you're trying to help someone else out fix theirs? Then I recommend you go to wholeeshift.com. That's wholeeshift.com. W-H-O-L-E, another E, S-H-I-F-T.com. And get yourself a reading from Poetic. She's a Reiki healer and is very experienced in this area. So make sure to go to wholeeshift.com. Get yourself a reading today. Or you can get it as a gift card and give it to someone who might need it. That's wholeeshift.com. Let them know Ralph William sent you. That's holyshift.com.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Coffee okay. With RW.
Okay.
Es un cafecito.
Not to be dramatic, but if there is not a coffee in, on, or around my mouthful in 30 seconds, I'm gonna die.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is Coffee with RW. Yours truly, Ralph William. I hope you're doing great. Yeah, man, it's that whole territory thing is it's pretty crazy. Something that we should have been paying attention to in high school and college when they were trying to teach us that stuff. You have a coffee addiction. I think so, seed spreader. I think so. But, I mean, we all have to be addicted to something, right? I did drink a lot of coffee yesterday. I did drink a lot of coffee, though. Well, the 800 million, oh, yeah, of course, for the Ukraines was for Puerto Rico. I wanted to talk about that or bring that up, but I didn't want to give them any more clout. I'm like, yo, I'm just going to mention that, like, we have people in trouble here in our country, right? Like, why are you sending 800 billion dollars to Ukraine? A different country with their own issues. Not to mention that the president's son is on the board of a company in Ukraine. Why is nobody like putting those things together? And I think even Pelosi's kid is in a company in Ukraine. This makes no sense. Where is the equality in that? And this administration is running on trying to be more equitable. There's no equality in that. You have African Americans, you have Latinos here in the United States. You're bringing other people from other countries over here. And you're sending your funds to a different country that has nothing to do with us. Brina says there's a lot of Puerto Ricans that want nothing to do with the U.S. That is true. They just want to be independent. That is true. That is true. But then, you know, you can't have it both ways, though. The American way, says Daddy Hasselhoff. Yes. Yes, coffee. What? Spices? That is what I've been. Oops. That is what I've been waiting for. Okay. let's see. Corruption, Ralph. Yes. Yes. Yes, Bumble. But the problem, the thing is like, it's not even like, it's not even, they're not even trying to hide it. I mean, they tried with, you know, other things like, you know, elections and Russia hoaxes and stuff like that. Like, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. It's just like plain and simple. Are people really not paying attention that much? Like, is there a silent minority of people that are putting this information out? It's crazy. It's crazy, man. I don't get it. All right, so moving on. Let's see. Here's something that I wish I could do. But I can't because, you know, I'll get my butt kicked. But I wish I was like Mike Tyson beating the hell out of somebody on an airplane for talking mad garbage. Apparently, Mike Tyson just beat the hell out of somebody on a plane. If you guys are on my Discord, I put it on the Discord server. You can see the video. I don't have the sound clip of the video, but you pretty much see the guy sitting behind Mike Tyson. And no, that guy started everything. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what it doesn't. I hope they're not like pegging Mike Tyson as the one that just did it on purpose. But the video that I saw, it showed the guy like just I don't know exactly what he was saying behind Mike Tyson's seat. Apparently, he took pictures with him and some other guy, and everything was all cordial. And then the video cut to a different scene of Mike Tyson just punching the hell out of this guy out of nowhere. And I'm like, yo, what happened? Now, if someone just sees that video, they're like, what happened? Mike Tyson just snapped. But no, he apparently the guy was harassing him, and it seemed like the guy was kind of drunk. But why are you going to mess with Mike Tyson, bro? He probably was like, yo, just smack me around, Mike. Come on. Come on, just smack me around. I don't know. Let's see. Is this the article here?
Pandemic vaccine rollout that is slowly.
No, that's for next time. Here we go.
Unfortunately, Mr. Tyson had an incident on a flight with an aggressive passenger who began harassing him and threw a water bottle at him while he was in his seat. San Francisco police responded to the incident and detained two people. One passenger sustained not life-threatening injuries and provided minimal details of the incident and refused to cooperate further with the police investigation. Initially, the interaction between the two men and Mike was friendly. They got a standard meet and greet along with getting their picture taken with him. But things soured as sources close to Tyson say the man he punched was extremely intoxicated, and a separate video posted by TMZ shows the guy repeatedly badgering the star.
So there you go, man. I saw that video and... And then they cut to the guy afterwards, and he was like bleeding in his head. I'm like, wow. It doesn't matter how much pot Mike Tyson inhales, right? If you keep pushing him, he's gonna smack you around. He ain't Will Smith. He's not Will Smith. He will cave your face in. He'll cave your face in, all right? He's not going to give you a light little slap across like, I challenge you to a duel.
Brand.
Oof. Sorry. I challenge you to a duel and just give you a little light smack across the face. No, he's going to like really grill your face in. Right? He's not going to give you the type of slap across the face. No. Sorry. So I hope this is not like another trying to get rich scheme, but if there is evidence that this guy was heckling Mike, which I'm sure there is, then, you know, it should be justified. If anybody throws a bottle at Tyson, what the hell? You think he's not going to freaking smack you up? Huh. Men in tights sound, right? Oh, what? Men in tights smack, yeah. We're men, manly men. We're men in tights. Yes. All right. So let's continue on. You probably heard a little clip of it. Apparently, it's not just going to be, it's not, there's going to be some more issues later on down the road. Like we said, like I said on a previous episode, that not only did they simulate a COVID pandemic, right? But they also started simulating cyber attacks, which is going to be the next big bad thing to happen. And that could be a little more harsher. A little more harsher? Is that proper English? That might be worse than this vid pandemic, obviously, because, you know, scary things can happen. Let's hear.
Pandemic vaccine rollout that is slowly happening, killing millions as I speak, will be known as cyber warfare.
Imagine one day you woke up to find your phone was dead, your bank account was empty, and when you turned on the faucet, nothing came out. You can't go to a neighbor for help because they're all in the same situation. You have no idea how it happened or even how you could figure that out. Don't start freaking out just yet, but this reality could be a lot closer than you might think.
And just as the plandemic was publicly forecasted amongst its conspirators months before its rollout, so too it goes with the coming cyber warfare predictive programming of the flip of the power grid kill switch.
Cyber attacks must be treated as a serious threat by our leadership at the highest levels.
Look, today my administration has issued new warnings that based on evolving intelligence, Russia may be planning a cyber attack against us.
We've already seen with the Colonial Pipeline and with many others, it's not just stealth of data, it's shutdown of critical infrastructure. And we've seen it with Colonial Pipeline, we've seen it with hospitals, we've seen it with factories that were shut down. And many of these attacks are activated by private organization, private criminals, but some of these attacks are also behind them. There is government-sponsored attack.
But which governments have embedded what is known as the Swiss Army knife of malware into critical infrastructure? All signs point to the United States government.
It was looking for these things that are called PLCs, or these small computers that control things like factories, like the power grid. What you see here is the code that is put onto the PLC, and this is the normal process. Code goes onto the PLC, turns the PLC on or off, and controls it.
As the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency wrote in their alert for the APT cyber tools targeting ICS SCADA devices, the Department of Energy, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the National Security Agency, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation are releasing this joint cybersecurity advisory to warn that certain advanced persistent threat actors have exhibited the capability to gain full system access to multiple industrial control systems, supervisory control, and data acquisition devices, including Schneider Electric programmable logic controllers, Omron Sysmac Next PLCs, and open platform communications unified architecture servers.
There is an energy producer in Texas who has identified a very serious malware instance in their system. This malware is not just in systems like a Windows, Vista that is sitting in one of these plants. No, it is in the Schneider Electric Programmable Logic Controllers, that's a PLC. It is in the Omron SysMac NEX PLCs and the Open Platform Communications Unified Architecture servers. Some of this stuff could only be put into these devices at the manufacturer. And so when I asked our dude named Ben, Protector of Megawatts, he said, what does it look like to you? These guys look at this stuff all day long. They say, Russian? Because the Russians are the ones that people really do fear. You know, if you got the ghost in the machine, these guys are good. He says, this looks like our guys. Yeah, without making a formal accusation, of course. Of course, there's people who are doing reports on it, but it is not the hold on to your ass because the lights could go out in Texas or New York or anywhere. This would be the one, and they're not making a big deal out of it, which makes me highly suspicious.
This move will plummet civilization into chaos and total submission unless you are one of the lucky few that has already made preparations. John.
Wow. So what's going on, Lou Rock? What's going on here? You changed your name? All right. So yeah, these are the things that is going to be the new big bad, right? And all that jargon just made my head explode. So for all you tech people out there, you should know what that means. And all these companies. But the gist of it is they can all get, you know, you can get hacked and shut down power grids, right? To a lot of different sections. So, and someone in the chat said that their Hulu was down for about an hour. Was that Russia? Probably. They don't like the shows on Hulu. Yeah, well, our Lou Rock says, yeah, well, our president doesn't even know how to turn on his Wi-Fi. So that is true. That is true. And thanks for the segue, Lou Rock, because apparently he doesn't know how to answer questions either. He kind of mixes questions, two different questions into one answer. So apparently, for anybody that doesn't know, you guys can follow everything that I put is going to be in the description box below. But you can follow this. They used to be, well, they are on YouTube. But recently they got banned from doing live shows because of putting out information. You can check out this YouTube channel called Redacted. They go into detail of when Biden would ask questions about mask mandates and what's going to happen with CDC mask mandates and on public transportation. Actually, no. He was asked a question about Article 42, which had something to do with immigration. And the way he answered it was if he was talking about the mask mandate question. But they'll get into it. Here it is.
You know, a lot of politicians within the Biden administration itself. I don't even think President Biden knows what the hell he's even talking about when questioned by reporters on what is actually happening with the mask mandates.
Come on, man.
Sorry, Joe. That's actually the case. So earlier today, he was asked in an interview, hey, what's going on here? He was actually on the tarmac out, I think, in Pittsburgh. And he was asked about the masks. Like, what's going on here? Your CDC is now saying that they are going to try to fight this extension, this overturning by the judge. We're going to fight this now because we really think people need to be wearing masks again. On transportation and public transportation, et cetera. So a reporter asked him earlier this afternoon, where do you stand on this?
This is wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great job.
This is a lot of economic impact for the city.
I brought some extra workers.
Yeah.
Mr. President, should people continue to wear masks on planes?
That's up to them.
Like to appeal the ruling or the ruling that the judge made striking down the mandate?
I haven't spoken to the CDC yet. Thank you. All right. So here we are. Okay.
Well, that was not actually updated information because the Justice Department already has said that they will appeal the ruling and try to reinstate the mask mandate because the CDC says that these things continue to remain necessary. For now, that doesn't mean that passengers must still wear masks because the rule was struck down. And that stays in place until the appeal is filed. Now, the Justice Department can ask for an injunction saying put the mask mandate back in place while we litigate, but they haven't done that. But, you know, the Wall Street Journal points out that this is pretty risky thing to do because if the Justice Department appeals this and loses, then they lose the ability to put in place more such mandates. Right, because it's been already put into stone that the CDC can't take these leaps without going through the proper protocol, which they have enjoyed during the pandemic.
I mean, can we talk about the science here? We now know the CDC has published on its own website the science behind mask mandates. We now have the data. We've covered it here on the show, the internationally, not just in the United States, but Germany versus Sweden, et cetera. The European data points on all of this. Countries around the world have gotten rid of these mask mandates. States have already been doing this, and the data is in on counties across the United States that had no mask mandates and did, by the way, just fine in all of this.
And okay. Also the CDC is acknowledging, because what they're saying is that masks, here's their statement, remain necessary for the public health. But they acknowledge that on an airplane, ventilation is actually quite good. So that's less of a concern. What they say is a concern is airport and bus terminals. But I think we shouldn't get too stuck on whether or not masks work, even though the CDC is saying that they do not stop the spread of COVID. But whether or not the CDC had the authority to issue this. This is what's at stake. Not necessarily what the science is, but is this government overreach? And I think we shouldn't get too caught up in the mask part. We should really be concerned about these like emergency powers.
Well, someone's not even caught up in the mask part. Someone doesn't even know like where the hell he is. I mean, President Biden was asked not only on the tarmac about the mask mandates, he said, it's up to the individual. It's up to the individual. I haven't talked to the CDC. I have really? Like you haven't even had a conversation about
right.
it?
Again, like I said last night, that's very troubling because it was your administration that extended the mask mandate in the first place.
Right.
So we would hope that you did that based on science. Well, so for you to say, I haven't updated myself on the science, then the follow-up question should be, well, why'd you extend the mask mandate in the first place?
Well, another follow-up question should have been, well, why is Jen Psaki, your White House press secretary, out at the podium saying this about masks then, if you haven't really, you haven't talked to them yet?
Sakatumi Psaki.
That's the White House position.
The CDC recommended continuing the order for additional time, 2 weeks, to be able to assess the latest science in keeping with its responsibility to protect the American people. So this is obviously a disappointing decision. The CDC continues recommending wearing a mask in public transit. As you know, this just came out
right now,
the Department of Homeland Security, who would be implementing, and the CDC are reviewing the decision. And of course, the Department of Justice would make any determinations about litigation.
Okay. So why aren't you president of the United States then? Because it seems like your own president doesn't know which way is up. He was even asked later on about this. Again, another opportunity to talk about this. He was asked a question specifically about Title 42, okay, which has to do with immigration, of course, at the border, right? Overturning Title 42 from President Trump. And it's like he heard the question. And then he literally stuck both Title 42 together with the mask mandate. Listen to his response on this question about Title 42. Makes no sense.
President,
on Title 42, sir, are you considering delaying lifting Title 42?
No, what I'm considering is continuing to hear from first of all, there's going to be an appeal by the Justice Department. Because as a matter of principle, we want to be able to be in a position where if, in fact, it is strongly concluded by the scientists that we need Title 42, we'd be able to do that. But there has been no decision on.
Yes, he's answering the wrong question.
No. But he's talking about the science behind Title 42, which there is no science behind Title 42. It's an immigration question.
Well, demographers might argue that it's a science.
Yeah, don't
All right, go
it's
ahead,
one
Phillip.
Of those. Oh, I'm just gonna say it's like you've heard the term like fake it till you've made it. He's made it. Stop faking it. Like if you don't understand the question, you know, like that was the most political answer to something that I don't know what you're talking about. But
yeah, so I just feel bad for the man. To be honest with you, it's not even like I can't even hate on this dude because it's just mental decline. I think. I bet Biden faked it at all the time. Yeah, probably. It sucks. It sucks that we have a president that is not all there. I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know, man. I can't say if it's like, it's just pressure in the moment that gets him that way, or if he's actually making decisions, you know, in with that kind of mindset. I don't know. But it sucks to have someone out in public representing the country and not really all there, right? But I mean, people elected him, so hey, we'll see how that goes. Sorry. All right, so I want to say thank you, everybody, for hanging in there on this Friday. Just want to say thank you. And make sure to go download WESN, the Epic Strategies Network, and listen to the station and see what we got going. We have other great shows there, like the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dana, Joe, and Eric, which you can find every day on Podbeam at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and on WESN at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And they are the most consistent morning show you'll ever find on The Bean or on WESN. They're there every day. But it's way more better than hearing conspiracies. If you're not into conspiracy, they're your feel-good morning show. You can go check them out every morning. That's the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dana, Joe, and Eric. And they make you feel good. And they'll give you some music trivia as well. Dana Joe has some good list of music there. So make sure to go check them out. That's the Old Man's Podcast with Dana, Joe, and Eric, wherever you get your podcast or on the WESN, Epic Strategies Network. All right, so let's see if I can drive this home to really get you upset. Pam Popper has some comments. For those of you that love Pam Popper, the non-doctor doctor, she has some comments to say about, you can figure it out.
There is nothing more awful than the continuing campaign to harm and kill people with COVID vaccines. I found an excellent article written by Jennifer Margulis, and sometimes people write things that are so profound, instead of writing something myself, I'd just rather share some excerpts from her article with you. By the way, she is an award-winning science journalist and author, Fulbright scholar, and she highlights in her article how differently the government responds to safety concerns and things of that nature in some areas, and how different it is from how the government is responding to the COVID-19 vaccine thing. So here is, I'm just going to share some of the article. It's called The Stunning Hypocrisy of Our Regulatory Agencies. So she points out that on April 14th, the U.S. Product Safety Commission announced that over 155,000 stainless steel refrigerators, which were made by General Electric, were being recalled. Now, the issue with the refrigerators is that some of their freezer door handles are faulty and they detach when you pull them to open the freezer. So this has led to 71 complaints being filed, 37 reports of injuries, and 3 serious falls as a result of this. Then there's another issue with wall beds. On April 7th, same agency announced that about 129,000 wall beds were being recalled. They're made by B-Star. They were sold online via Amazon and then in stores like Costco and Wayfair, et cetera, but they can become detached from the wall and hit people. The furniture company has received 60 reports of injuries, and in one incident, a 79-year-old woman suffered a spinal injury after her bed fell on her and she ended up dying. The U.S. FDA is now investigating whether or not Lucky Charms is making people sick. The FDA says it's received over 100 complaints from people who have reported diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting after eating Lucky Charms. So, Jennifer says in her article, she's really glad to see the U.S. Product Safety Commission and the FDA paying attention to freezers, wall beds, and Lucky Charms. But what's kind of amazing is the refusal to acknowledge, even acknowledge that there's a problem with these vaccines or to investigate the safety signals that are coming out of databases like theirs. And so she shares some statistics. As of April 8th, there are 1,226,312 reports of adverse events following vaccines to the VAERS database. 26,976 deaths, 149,527 hospitalizations, 127,492 urgent care visits, 15,110 reports of Bell's palsy, 13,413 reports of shingles. But the government does nothing, says nothing. Mainstream outlets don't cover it at all. Media outlets, I should say, and the regulatory agencies just seem to be completely uninterested. And she finishes her article by saying, we work hard, we pay our taxes, we love our country. Our government regulatory agencies need to stop working for big pharma, big tech, big money, and start working for us. And just announcing that they should do it or asking them to do it isn't going to make it happen. We're only going to fix this monstrosity of a problem we're faced with if we get all the people who agree that this is a problem under one umbrella, under one big tent. That's what we're attempting to do at Make Americans Free Again. We're gathering people together in groups of 2 to 100 all over the United States of America that meet weekly. We're raising money to file lawsuits. We're winning in court. We've won even out of court with many of the things that we've done. And we're restoring our communities, helping our children who are just need to be out of these schools, saving our local businesses. And we will be soon addressing some of the scary things that are going on in the finance industry and with some of the upcoming food issues. You've heard me talking about our dry goods. There are other things we're going to do to try and help the situation as well. So send me an email at pampopper@msn.com if you're ready to go to work with us. We should not take these threats lightly, the fact that the agencies are ignoring this many deaths and injuries really kind of tells you that our government doesn't care about hurting and killing its own people. So that should make everybody pretty motivated to do something about it. It motivates me every day. I'm terrified at what happens if we don't get this problem solved. And as Tom Renz says often, he's our chief attorney. Many of you know him. He says to me all the time, Pam, if we don't win this, we lose everything. And he's not trying to be melodramatic. I think he's just telling us the truth. All right, that's all for today.
So that is a good point, man. Why the up in arms for few little cases when it comes to like products like a refrigerator, Lucky Charms, and of course, Brina in the chat says she's just happy it's not Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is pretty delicious. But when it comes to vaccine injuries, though, it seems like that's being swept under the rug and not talked about. So these are the things that are kind of baffling, where the FDA and everything else can go up in arms, like, oh my God, you know, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is bad, or I'm sorry, Lucky Charms. But oh, this refrigerator fell on an old lady. Let's recall all of them. One case or two cases. But when you're having thousands upon thousands upon thousands, or even in some cases, millions of cases of people getting hurt, injured from vaccines or jabs, rather, and they're not paying attention, that's a red flag right there. It's a red flag right there. Lou Rock says, they just recalled air fryers and really air fryers and pressure cookers too. Really? Oh, damn. I have an air fryer. Who recalled air fryers? Was it GM? Fridge serial killer. Exactly. See? Yeah, it must be a Pisces fridge. Well, there you go, guys. That is your morning coffee of doom and gloom. So I greatly appreciate you guys hanging in there.
You're crazy. You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
I know. But at least we got through it, and we can move past this. So thank you, everybody, for joining, and we'll be right back with your horoscopes. If you guys want to know your horoscopes for today, we'll be right there with you to discuss it. Hey, are you looking for a company that provides welding services? You need to create a container home? Then look no further. Go check out HernandezMobileWelding.com. That's HernandezMobileWelding.com, a licensed and insured welding company that is located in the Florida area. Make sure to give them a call at 954-347-4071. That's 954-347-4071. They are based out of Florida for all your welding needs. That's 954-347-4071. Hernandez Mobile Welding.
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
I like you.
Yes!
You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
Thank you, everybody. Oh, man. All right. So let's see what we can get into today in terms of your horoscopes, man. It's a Friday, so we made it to the end. Hopefully, it's going to be a good weekend. Get your drinks. Get your munchies, whatever it is you want to partake, and get this weekend started. Let's see, where do we begin? Since you're a big, you're a trooper, Jim, Lou Rock. I'm sorry. Since you're a trooper, gonna give you your Gemini scope for today, for hanging in there from the start, and we'll see how your day's gonna go.
Gemini, welcome to your daily horoscope. You're more inclined to seek out those who are like you. Don't become intolerant, though. You feel the need for escape mentally and to get away from the daily grind to remain on form. Mood, you'll find it hard to take yourself seriously today. And this will be greatly appreciated by the people around you. Love, your intuition is going to give a clear enough view to make rapid decisions. You'll achieve balance by finding your right place more easily with regard to your partner. Money, things will take a turn for the better today. You will know how to go about searching for reliable information. Oh. Work, you'll get more distance to assess how your work life fits in with your private life. Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.
There you go, buddy. You're going to have some loot today. It's going to be a good day at work. Hopefully. Hopefully. Wait, did you take off today? or no? Nah, I'm working. Oh, you working? Okay. I'm about to say, why is she trying to know about my private life? Because it's Google, man. You never know. Google likes to know everything, whether it's Google or Amazon, stuff like that. Oh, wait, did I forget that? Hold on. I forgot to mention something. Oops. Now that I mentioned Amazon. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, I must have not have. I must have not. I thought I recorded it. Well, anyway, I'll just mention it. There's going to be a new roll. Oh, I think there's a rollout, I believe, in Texas, of course, in California. Is it an Amazon thing? I don't know if it's an Amazon thing, but apparently people can start paying for things using their palms, right? There's like a palm reader in certain stores where you can... I don't know if they put a chip in there or what, but apparently, like, you don't have to. No, thank you. You don't have to use your credit card. Well, I think you do. Like, you stick your credit card in the thing, but you put your palm over this scanner, and it scans. I guess it scans your thing in your hand for your payment. So, yeah, that's some new technology out there. Yeah, put your palm on it. Yeah, exactly. This is a different job, Ralph. Yeah, sorry. All right, let us forget about that. Where was I? Okay. Let's get some Taurus action. Let's see what's going on for Taurus today.
Taurus, welcome to your daily horoscope. Your changes to your working patterns are bringing you good fortune. Don't hold back. You'll use up less energy if you preserve moments of solitude and intimacy. There's too much going on around you. Mood, doubts will turn to certainties today. You'll see more clearly what you have to do. Love, it's time to forge ahead if you're in a relationship. Your love life is coming to a lasting harmony. If you're single, an encounter will break you out of your inner doubts. Ooh. Money, you're going to get down to your accounts, and you'll do them efficiently. It's time to tackle some difficult questions. Work, you're laying down strong foundations which will be useful for the long-term future. Your determination to assert yourself is unshakable. Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.
What? All right, well, I think not hearing about my diet for one day, I think it's a good day. I'm just saying. I think we're good. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's going to be a good day today. I'll take it. Exactly, yeah. All right. I found the video.
Move over Apple Pay. Amazon is trying to muscle its way into your digital wallet.
Amazon is ramping up its contactless payment system nationwide that works by scanning the palm of your hand right there. Kit Doe takes it for a test drive.
So the new payment systems have been rolling out across the country for the past year. Finally, here in the Bay Area, we get our very first one, and it launched this morning.
You really gotta hand it to Amazon.
Will you be paying with your palm today?
For trying to put the future of payments right in the palm of your, you know.
Right there, perfect.
It's called Amazon One, a new contactless payment system that launched for the first time in Northern California at their store in Santana Row. To sign up, first insert a credit card and then hold your hand over the special camera. It'll scan the lines, ridges, and even pattern of veins inside your hand. The algorithm then creates a unique palm signature. The whole process takes about a minute.
You can just hold your hand right over it?
Tommy, alas, was the first person in the Bay Area to sign up.
What'd you think?
I think it was really cool, very convenient form of payment, just quick and easy.
Liz Gonzalez thinks the new technology could come in handy.
That was easy.
There you go.
People like me, I'm very forgetful. I always forget my credit card or my watch, and now I don't need to remember to bring my palm.
If anyone can get this
popular, it'll be Amazon.
Ian Schur with CNET says all signs point to this new technology as being safe and reliable. In the past year, the company has rolled out the palm scanners to 60 locations around the country, including mobile ticketing for a concert venue in Denver and a number of Whole Foods locations. But for consumers, old habits die hard.
The reality is that a lot of introducing new technology is convincing people to use it. And how much easier is it to use than just pulling out my credit card and paying that way? But we Americans are very hesitant to jump on this stuff. And so I am curious to see whether or not it's really going to end up going anywhere with us, or whether we're going to wait until some other technology comes along.
In San Jose, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
I mean, hesitant? I mean, what do you expect? Like, so we went from getting scanners on our heads, scanning our heads to be able to get food. They doing too much. Yes. Yeah. I mean, why is it so, why can't you just use your card, right, to pay for stuff or cash? Like, why do we got to scan your body? Like, oh, no, we can't use your hand anymore. It's not accurate. We might have to use, never mind. That's too far. But you guys know where I'm going with it. But it's too much, bro. Like, let's scan your eyeball. Let's do, that was a Total Recall thing, right? The movie. Anybody remember Total Recall? It's nuts. All right. Let's go back to, things that really matter, you know, like, astrological signs. Because, you know, that's real. All right. Let's do Sagittarius. Let's go, buddies.
Sagittarius, welcome to your daily horoscope. Your arguments are becoming clearer and more pertinent. Now's the time to talk about what's been on your mind. A massage would be perfect today. Ooh. Your aches and pains are a result of your inner tension. Mood. It's time you claimed your rights. Don't get on your high horses, though. That won't make things go any quicker. Love. An important change is in sight. Whether it's the breakup of an existing relationship, something returned from your past, or a disagreement with your partner, the matter will have to be resolved delicately. Get some distance. Money. New acquaintances are a source of satisfaction for you today. It's a good time for forging alliances. Work. You won't have much motivation for humdrum work. Now's the time to better humdrum. Work out what drives you. Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.
What the hell is humdrum? What kind of work is humdrum work? Hey, Angie. Well, there you go, Sagittarius. I hope that helped. Humdrum? Yeah. Yeah, man, Cave. Maybe you know what humdrum is, but we'll see. Whatever. Yeah. Humdrum. Lacking. What? Lacking excitement. Oh, my God. Look at you, Brina. Dictionary. I didn't know that was an actual word. I thought the AI was crapping itself. All right. Here you go, Capricorn, Angie, Pangy. I hope your day is going great. Positive vibes to you.
Capricorn, welcome to your daily horoscope. An expansive Venus is making it easy to have intimate discussions. This is the moment to develop your relationship gently. Exertion is followed by reward. Ooh. It would be a good idea to remember this proverb. Award yourself an evening of total relaxation. Mood. Some good news will arrive at the perfect moment and free you from a worry. You will be able to move things along. Love. Love is turning out to be light and airy. yet intense and passionate at the same time. Your self-confidence will be your best asset. You won't have any problems achieving some of your dreams. Your self-assurance brings results, money. You will lack motivation today. It's because, deep down, a feeling of inadequacy is eating away at you. Work. You're going to get pleasure from fulfilling an obligation. Recognition of your talents is within your grasp. Huh? Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.
Angie, what is going on over there? Yeah. All right. I'm looking forward to that show. But yeah, man, enjoy that, Angie. I'm digging it. Digging it a lot. Let's see. Is Mr. A still in here? Yo, Mr. A, you alive? You didn't crash into anything yet? By listening to... he's like, I guess so. I'm still here, fool. Play Libra. all right, here you go, Libra.
Libra, welcome to your daily horoscope. You don't have much patience. You need to revise your approach if you are to get what you want. Nervousness is keeping your stress levels up and exhausting your emotional batteries. Go easy and turn to something you are really interested in, so you can unwind. Mood. Nothing stands in the way of your good humor, and your enthusiasm enables you to stay above the pettiness of some people. You're not easily influenced. Love. Your self-confidence could lead you to commit yourself too soon. Don't let yourself be overwhelmed by your impulses and stick to what is within your grasp for the moment. You'll see why later. Money. You feel snowed under with work. Put your accounts in order first and go at your own pace. Work. Don't let yourself get bogged down. Other people's demands are out of kilter with your priorities today. Take your time. Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.
There you go, Libra. What's up, Miss Sam Moody? How are you? What's going on, T-Gun? The serial killers are arriving. I like it. Not you, Sam Moody. I don't know what your sign is. What is your sign, Sam Moody? Just wondering. We'll play your horoscopes here. Tiga, you're the Cancer, right? You're like on the midway of being a killer. I get it. Yeah. Seems like I need to have a whole bottle tonight. Oh, snap. Yeah, I might join you, Math. If I can scrounge up a tequila bottle that I saw, and I might join you on some tequila tonight. I haven't gone to go get me a whiskey, so I'll just drink whatever's around. Yeah. Cancer, yes. Miss Moody, what is your sign? Are you still here? Everyone is dying a little tonight. Yeah. That's the plan. Shout out to Lighting Sky. Her birthday is tomorrow, on the 23rd. So if you guys see her in the chat or around, give her a happy birthday. And maybe we'll be up late enough tonight to ring in her birthday after 12. I don't know if she's in Ireland, she would be 6 hours ahead, right? From me, from East Coast? Same time as me. So it's what time is it for you now, Angie? For right now, for what time is it, Lou Rock? It's like 8 something, right? Or 9 something right now? No, it's 8 something. So 6 hours ahead. 1329. Oh, you're one of those. What is 1329? I gotta do math. My brain. I'm in Florida, not... Oh, 1:30 p.m. Okay, sorry, Angie. Thank you. I'm American. I'm lazy. And a Taurus, extra lazy. So just always subtract by 12. Gotcha. Gotcha. Hey, bling, bling. So it's 1:30, whatever, 1:30 over there. Bling, bling, what's your sign? So it's 1:30 over there. So what is that? 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. Yeah, about 5 hours ahead, 6 hours ahead. So by 12 o'clock our time, it'll be 6 o'clock a.m. her time. So yeah, it doesn't matter. I guess by 12 o'clock tonight, we can ring in her birthday if she's around. You know, that's only if she's around. And I'm awake. Oh. So there you go. All right. So first of all, I think I saw her come in. Is that Dana Jo in here? Did I see Dana Jo in here? Dana Jo, don't you know? Yes?
Coming down the aisle, weighing in at 100 and who cares pounds, the undisputed, reigning, defending, champion of the world, Dana Jo.
Twisted and dirty, think that you know me, that you control me. Have you figured it out? Boy, I'm not breaking. Better get praying. You need the saving to keep it devout. I told you once.
Thank you, Dana Jo, for showing up to the show. We greatly appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Everybody check out Dana Jo with the old man and Eric at the Old Man's Podcast with Dana Jo and Eric later on today at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. She gives you the... Sorry, she gives you the good information about some music and some nice lists too. Did your list end yesterday, Dana Jo, or is it continuing today? When does your new list begin? Is it next week? Very good stuff, man. I'm digging the tunes. I like it. All right, so let us continue on. Oh, today is the last day. All right, awesome. So stay tuned for that. What is it? The best remake? Is that the list? Or just not the best, but just remakes in general? Covers. I'm sorry, covers. Cover songs. Yes. Beautiful thing. All right. So stay tuned for that. The Old Man's Podcast with Dana Jo and Eric. All right. Let's get into perfect timing because we get to go into, we get to go into cancer. Let's see how today is going to go for the cancers out there. And you can relay this to the old man. Let him know how his day is going to go. Well, I'm sure you'll let him know. I'm sure you're going to let him know, Dana Jo. All right, cancer, let's go.
Cancer, welcome to your daily horoscope. You're going to be able to finalize a financial project concerning an important purchase. A boost of energy will make you feel tougher, stronger, and above all, more inclined to commit yourself to what's important. Mood, an irrepressible need for discussion will drive you forward. It's time to really put your cards on the table. Love, you would be well advised to let go and stand back where your love life is concerned. What? This will make you realize where you got it wrong. There will be a few surprises. Money, your energy will be a welcome factor regarding your material concerns. It's up to you to make sure it doesn't turn into nervous strain. Work, don't be afraid people won't be grateful. Give your support without expecting anything in return. Group working is well aspected today. Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.
There you go, Cancer. Yes, group working is going to be apparent today on the Old Man's Podcast with Dana, Joe, and Eric. Hell yeah. I'll take it. Yep, there you go. Bag it. Bag it. Tag it and bag it. I'll take it. All right. Let's see. Are we missing anybody? Anybody out there want to know your sign? Just wondering. I did the Taurus. We did the Cancer. We did the Gemini. We did the Libra. We did the Capricorn. Just wondering. Now, would you say, Lou Rock, that Bill Gates is owning a lot of farmland? That's gonna be a problem. That's going to be a problem. Let me do Leo just to get that out. Linga Longa was in here, but I don't think he's in here now. But shout out to my Leos. See how your day is going to go.
Leo, welcome to your daily horoscope. You feel a profound need for privacy, which others automatically understand. You are on good form psychologically, but your body is crying out for rest. You would be advised to listen to it. Mood, you'll have no trouble pointing out other people's mistakes, but watch out for how they'll react. Moderate what you say. Love, you will be well advised to move forward and jettison those doubts which are the only thing standing in your way. Excitement is in the air. Seize this chance and don't prevaricate. Money, don't be too elusive in your negotiations. Your aura of mystery will be stronger than you think. Work, you are progressing at a rapid pace and piling on success after success. You're getting the response you were hoping for. Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.
There you go, Leo. I hope that helped. So, I want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is Coffee with RW. Yours truly, Ralph William. You can check out myself and other great shows on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. You can download that app on your app store. You can ask your Alexa devices to start WESN Live, or you can visit us at epicstrategiesnetwork.com and check out all the great shows there and music. Lou Rock says, I don't appreciate someone made my Friday busy. Huh? I need to speak to what? Complaint department? Ooh, what happened? Are you talking about your work? What happened at your job, bro? There's always somebody complaining in your line of work. Well, especially with food, right? Don't you work with food? It's busy. That's good. Everybody needs to get their food. Because, times is rough. Oh, by the way, if you guys are into, it's kind of a waste away, but it's good to remind people. Dana Joe and Grammy are going to be doing their cooking show, I believe, in May. Right? Is it May? May 6th? 8th? Something like that. I'm sure that May 6th. So make sure to go check that out and put that on your calendar if you want to get everything and everything that you need to know about potatoes. Go check that out. May 6th, my son's birthday. Nice, Lou Rock. Shout out to your Taurus son. Strong like bull. So hopefully that's going to be a good birthday for him. But check out Dana Joe and Grammy cooking show on May 6th. Same time, I believe, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. That way, if you're good thing to store, or maybe not even just